Okay, today's daf is Challah, daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We just mentioned the Braisa. So remember, what are we talking about? The Mishnah spoke about the case where one takes off a large amount of dough, and somebody takes it and is mafresh it. This is going to be Challah, but only a little bit is going to be Challah now. And I'm going to use it to be mafresh for all of those other doughs that are going to be mafresh this coming week. They might become tamei, so I want to make sure I have tahar dough. So we noted that only is allowed if the other doughs are d'mai, right? If they're vadei tevel, that can't be used because of the kulas that we rely on. The kulas that one doesn't need min amukaf and one could be min atara la tamei. So that's what's allowed if it's shel d'mai. And then we quoted a brisa right at the end of yesterday's shir, tani, right in the middle of mem aleph amud beis, trumas meiser shel d'mai. So the Braisa says that not only does this apply by challah of demai, being mafresh, but you could also do trumas meiser of demai with this type of arrangement, to have part and to always put a few more statuses within that dough. So the Gemara says, Isa chami, one second. Let's see. Trumas meiser shel vadai nitalas ben atar latame. Trumas meiser shel demai lo kol shekein. What do you mean? We know that Trumas Meiser in general, regular Trumas Meiser, there's no din that there's a problem with Minatara Latameh. Meaning regular Trumas Meiser could be Minatara Latameh. So, of course, what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? The Braisa is saying Trumas Meiser of Demai is just like our Mishnah, and you have these kulas that you could do Minatara Latameh and you could do Shilam and Amukaf. Well, we know that already by regular Trumas Meiser of Vandai. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, you're right, it must be that the Braisa is referring to something else. The Braisa is not referring to regular Trumas Meiser of Demai, because that's a kol shekein, that for sure we know. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Besafik Truma Gedola Anan Kaimin. No, we're talking about when the Mishnah says Trumas Meiser, really it's basically a Chisir Mechser, change it. It's talking about Truma Gedola. When you have Truma, Demai here means you have a case of suffik, right? We know demai rov ameiros maasrenein. So you assume that truma was taken off. But what if you're really not sure? What if it's a case where you're not sure about this amaris, whether he was mafresh? So I have this demai here, or not even demai. Let's not call it demai. I have suffik. I'm not sure if truma was taken off of this dough. That's what the Braisa is talking about. So what do you have to do? You have to take off truma, but from that truma that you take off, you have to take off truma. Why? Because I'm mafresh truma, but that truma, maybe it's truma. But if the truma was taken off originally, then what I have in my hands is chulin, and therefore it's not truma. So which is it? So I'm misupik. So I have to be mafresh truma misafik, but afterwards I have to be mafresh truma from that truma because maybe it's not truma. That second hafrasha could be minatar latameh and shalom and amokaf. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. So it's not going to talk about Trumas Meiser. Regular Trumas Meiser, you're right, could always be Minatar Alatameh, Shulman Amukaf. But this case of Truma Gedola, a Truma Gedola that you're Mafresh Misafik, that does not need Min Hatar Al Hatameh. Safik Hifresh, Truma, Safik Lo Hifresh, that's the case. And where do we see a similar idea? We see this based on the Mishnah in Demai. Gemara D'Tema, the Mishnah says in the fifth parak of Demai, I'll read it because we're going to have to read the first line in a minute that's not quoted in our Gemara. The Mishnah says there, min havadai al hadamai truma. Right, this is the second half of the Mishnah. If I have tevel vadai, and I'm mafresh from there to have in mind to pater demai. So it is truma. It is truma, but you know what? But maybe the demai was already mesukan, so what I have in my hand is still tevel. Right, and therefore, what do you have to do? The truma that you designated, you have to be mafresh truma from the truma. Lo teyachal atchiosi ala trumas umaisris. So just like says the Mishnah over there, there are cases where you're mafresh, but then you have to be mafresh from your hafrasha, just in case. So that's what the Braisa is talking about. This Braisa is talking about a case where you mafresh truma gedola mishum safik, and you have to be mafresh truma gedola from the truma gedola because you're not sure what the original status was. And from that second type of hafrasha, that's when that's what the Braisa is talking about, and you can have these kulas. So the Gemara just has one. Once we're quoting that Mishnah in Demai, we just quote a question on that Mishnah in Demai. The first line of that Mishnah, it's in the end of the fifth parak, the last Mishnah in the fifth parak of Demai. It says, Taram min Demai al Demai. If you're Torahing from Demai on Demai, right, what if I have two piles of Demai? So I go into pile one, I'm like, okay, I'm being mafresh from this pile. and have in mind the other pile. So just in case the other pile is still Tevel, so now I'm Afrish. So the Mishnah does not say there that the Truma that I took from pile number one, you have to take off Truma from there. It doesn't say that. And the question that we're asking is why? Isn't that like similar to these cases that we have in our Gemara? Okay, because what happens if what you have, pile number one is really Tevel, and pile number two is Mesukan? So in that case, what you took off is still Tevel, because you are Mafrish Menachiv Alapater, and therefore you should have to be Mafrish from this Truma that you took off. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah only mentions that in the Seifa of the Mishnah, not in the Reisha. So the Gemara asks, the Amar Min HaDmai LaDmai Kein, why don't you say the same thing from in the case of Dmai on Dmai? Right, because maybe what you're taking from is Tevel, what you're taking for is Mesukan, so what you did was meaningless, because you did it for something that's already punter. So you still have Tevel in your hands. So why doesn't the Mishnah say you have to be Mafrish from there, similar to the cases that we just said? So the Gemara says, in Ukimta, Amr of Shmuel ben Karsana, Kan Barotza La Ochlo, Kan Barotza La Sarfa. You're right, you should have to be Mafrish Shuma and Shuma, but the case is where you don't have Kavanah to eat it. You're just going to burn it. So if you're just going to burn it, you don't have to be Mafrish anything more from it. You don't have in mind to consume it, and therefore, fundamentally, you should have to be Mafrish. You should have to be Mafrish in this case. Okay. So now let's get into two new machlokos, totally new topic. We've spoken about Surya in the past. Surya, if you remember, is the rest of the daf, by the way, is Mishnah. Right? There's no Gemara on the rest of the daf. It's all Mishnah, the next two Mishnahs. We've spoken about Surya in the past, that for laws of Zeraim, there are numerous areas of halacha. So there's Eretz Yisrael, and then we have Surya, which Chazal called Kibush Yachid. There was some problem in David HaMelech's conquest of Syria, right, which is ancient Syria, but not exactly the same borders, but there was something wrong with the conquest. Either Tosfos and Rashi discussed this in the first Berakah Maseches Gittin, based on the Sifri. The rest of Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered yet. So what's David going to conquer extra before he conquers what should be? And we mentioned the Rav Soloveitchik gave the mashal, it's a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is like an overflowing cup of wine. Like, if you fill it up, so then it could overflow and expand. But if it's not full yet, you're not going to overflow it. If it's only half full, then when you pour it, it's not. So David HaMelech was going to the overflow before it was filled. So therefore, that's why it didn't work. That's called Kibush Yachid, and it's Lo Shmei Kibush. But for certain halachas, the Rabbanan gave the status of Surya, Eretz Yisrael Midir Rabbanan. Interesting. Surya is also called Aram Tzova. Aram Tzova is the place. So there is a, in the world of scholarship or Bibles, right, there's the Keter Aram Tzova. Right, the Keter Aram Tzova is a famous Tanakh, basically. It's a Tanakh that was written around the year 920 in Tveria. And right, so very, very old, more than 1,000 years old. It was written before the Rishonim, and it traveled, and it was in Aleppo for 600 years, although up there by Syria. It was in Aleppo for over 600 years, up until 1947. And then in 1947, there were riots there, and the whole shul was burned down where it was, and it disappeared for about 10 years. It's a whole mystery. I'm not getting into it. You could Google it and see. And it disappeared for 10 years. And 1957-58, there was a Syrian Jew that brought it and presented it to the president of the State of Israel. And now it is in the Shrine of the Book by the Dead Sea Scrolls in Yerushalayim. Some of it's missing. There's all these theories about, was it burned in the fire, or do some Jews, I don't know, somewhere, have parts of it still for their own? But why is this so interesting? Because the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam used it, it's called the Aleppo Codex, right? The Rambam quotes it in Aleppo Codex, he quotes it in Hilchot Sefer Torah. When I saw that years ago, it was amazing. Like, this Sefer that we have today, the Rambam says that he wrote his Sefer Torah based on that. So some say it was in Egypt for a little while with the Rambam, how did the Rambam see it? But the end of in Hilchot Sefer Torah, when the Rambam writes, what are the psuchas and the stumos in Paraches of Hilchot Sefer Torah, he quotes, he has his own shittas about what a psuch and a sasum is, and he says, and this is all Surya, That's why I'm quoting this here. Right? Lefi shereisi shibush gadol b'chol asfarim shereisi b'dvar melu. I saw many mistakes. V'chein ba'alei hamisoros shekosvin u'mechabrin lohudia hastumos v'apsuchos nechlokin b'dvar melu kemachlokes asfarim shesomchen aleihem. Reisi, because I saw many mistakes about what are stumos and psuchos, reisi lichto, the Rambam lists off every, he goes through, right? Breishis, he goes through the whole Torah. But the psuchos and the stumos. Reisi lichto, v'heina kol parshios as Torah. Hastumos, v'psuchos, v'tsuros, hasheiros, k'deish, l'takin aleihem, b'kol asfarim. V'sefer shesamachnu alav bidvarim elu, hu asefer hayadua b'mitzrayim. He says, the known book in Egypt. That's what they say. Thomas quoting it here. Shehu kolel arba'a ve'esrim svarim. And it has all 24 books of Tanakh. Shehaya b'Yerushalayim mikamashanim lahagi mimenu hasvarim. So it was in Yerushalayim, then maybe in Egypt, then before it got to Aleppo. V'alav hayu akol somchin lefi shehigiyu ben Asher. Right? Ben Asher, you know, translated. V'dikdik bo shanim v'higiyu pamim rabos kamo shetiku v'alav samachti b'sefer Torah shekatavti kilchaso. I relied on that one. I copied from that one for the Torah that I wrote. Okay, so that's a little bit about Surya and the Aleppo Codex. Let us now get into the halacha about Surya. Says the Gemara, Yisrael Shahayu, says the Mishnah, Yisrael Shahayu are recently going to Surya. There were non-Jews that owned land in Surya, and there were Jews that were sharecroppers. The Jews were the sharecroppers, so the Jews were working the field. So does that change anything? We know that Chazal gave Surya the status midrabanan of certain mitzvot atzliyas baaretz if a Jew owns it. If a Jew owns the land in Surya, so then it has the status of midrabanan v'chiyev in shumas ha'maisros. But here a guy owns it in Surya. So if a guy owns it in Eretz Yisrael, that's the sugi that's come up 20 times already. But yesh koach or yesh koach la'akum lafkiyam idei ma'isrus or ein koach, right? Machlokas tanoim and stiras in the names of the tanoim. But this is not that. This is chutz la'aretz in Surya. Chazal gave Surya the status of Eretz Yisrael midrabanan for mitzvos. What about if a guy owns it? So that's a machlokas. Yisrael Shayar Risen Lagoyim Besurya, Jews were the sharecroppers. So again, if the guy has it, then the guy has it. The guy's not going to listen to us. But if a Jew is a sharecropper, and again, a sharecropper gets a percentage of the produce, so does he have to be Mafra Shumas and Maestras and Chala from his produce? Right, that's the question. Yisrael Shayar Risen Lagoyim Besurya, Rebel Yezer Machayev, Peirosim Maestras and Beshvias. Rebbe Elazar says, Chayef, Surya goes by Surya, doesn't matter who owns it. And even though a Goy owns it, but it's like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's just like a Goy's Rishus wouldn't be Mafkia in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Mafkia in Surya. Rebbe Gamliel says, no, if they didn't make Surya exactly like Eretz Yisrael, and it's only if a Jew owns the Karka in Surya. But if not, then there is no Chayef. That's one Machlokas. What about this case? We're going to have something that we haven't had yet. It's been 41 dafim, and we haven't had this yet. A chiddush. The Gemara is going to explain why. But we know when you have to take off challah, you take off a little piece of the challah and you give it to the kohen. And in the days when it was tar, you give 1/24th and you give it to the kohen. And if you're a baker, 1/48th and you give it to the kohen. But, right, there was a din of chalas chutz la'aretz, midrabanan. Chalas chutz la'aretz, midrabanan, you have to take off two pieces. Chutz la'aretz is even more chamor. V'chalas Eretz Yisrael is daraisa. You only take off one chala and give it to the kohen. Chalas chutz la'aretz, you take off two. So, right. So what's the reasons? We'll have to see. But so when the Mishnah here says two chalas, so the question is it like chutz la'aretz? So it's two chalas, or is it like Eretz Yisrael one chala? So Rabbi Gamliel Omer shtei chalos b'Surya. Rabbi Gamliel says Surya is like chutz la'aretz, and therefore two chalos in Surya. And then Rebbe Elazar Omer Chala Achas. I guess we're going to see it in the Gemara, but let's just see the Mara folder now. Shtei Chalas B'Surya. Kiderach Shemafrishin Shtei Chalas B'Chutz La'aretz. Again, we haven't had this yet. Right? Just like the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, two Chalas. Okay, well, nowadays, we don't. But in the days of old, when they had a real Chiyav of Chal in Eretz Yisrael, they were Mafrish two Chalas in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Ha'achas Nisrefes. One of them is going to be burned. Why? The whole thing is Durabanan. So, Midurabanan, we also say that anything that grows in Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Bebreishi Tumaya Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So one chalu, you have to be mafrish, you mafrish it and you burn it. And then the second one, Vashen is Tinasin Lekoin, Kadesh Lo Tishtakach, Torah's Chala, Mi Yisrael. And the second one, you give to the Kohen to remember the mitzvah of Chala, that it goes to the Kohen. So, Rabbi Gamliel says that two Chalas, Surya is like Chutz Laretz, and that's why two Chalas. Rabbi Eliezer says no Chala Achas. Rabbi Eliezer says no, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, Chala Achas, the Ein Afra, the Marafolda again. The Ein Afra Tamei Keretz Amim, we don't consider the dirt of Surya Tamei, like the dirt of Chutz Laretz, and therefore only one Chala. So we have a Machlokas about Trumas and Maaseres, the first machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel, and then Rabbi Gamliel, and we had two machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel, right, about Surya. Rabbi Eliezer considers Surya like Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, there's a chiyuv in Trumas and Maaseres, even if a guy owns it, and there is only a chiyuv of one challah. While Rabbi Gamliel, it says both. Rabbi Surya is like Chutz Laretz, and therefore there's no chiyuv of Trumas and Maaseres if a guy owns it, not like Eretz Yisrael, and two challahs. And the Mishnah says, Achazo kulo shel Rabbi Gamliel v'kulo shel Rabbi Eliezer. For a little while, for a certain amount of time, Bnei Yisrael adopted the kulas of both. Right? They held the kulas of both. So for Trumas and Maaseres, they held like Rabbi Gamliel, that is Pater, and for Chala, they held like Rabbi Eliezer, that is like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore only one Chala. They all like the kulas of both. Which, if you remember, the Gemara in Erevin calls Rishus. Right, the Gemara in Erevin. Remember, Erevin Daf Vav, where the Gemara says, Machloka Beshamayim Beis Hillel. Let's say, if you go like the Lashon, read the Lashon, La'ola Malacha Ke Beis Hillel. The Lacha is like Beis Hillel, which we'll talk about soon. V'harotza La'asas Kedivir Beis Shammai, Osa. If you want to follow like Beis Shammai, you have that Mesorah, fine. Kedivir Beis Hillel, Osa. Mikule Beis Shammai, Umikule Beis Hillel. If you just pick the coolest of everybody, you go Kula shopping, Russia. Michumre Beis Shammai, Umichumre Beis Hillel. Then you're a ksil, you're a fool. Right? So, Allah HaKazo Amir, aksil b'choshe cholech, you're going in darkness. It's not just about being machmir. So, that's what the Gemara says. So, for a certain amount of time, you know, but Bnei Yisrael were acting like Rishayim, according to that Gemara. Right? They held the kulas of both. Chazru lino kedivir Rabbi Gamliel b'shei drachem, and then later on they became more consistent. And therefore they held like the kulas of the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel says that it is like Chutz La'aretz, and therefore two chalas, but there's no chiyuv of Trumas and Maaseres when a guy owns the property. Why do they start being known like Rabbi Gamliel by both? Not like you want to be consistent, so go like Rabbi Eliezer by both. Why Rabbi Gamliel? So the Rashi Elio says because Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. He was what the Gemara calls Shamuti. Right, the last Rashi Elio. V'lo k'r Rabbi Eliezer de Shamuti hu v'lo nagu. That's why you didn't go like Rabbi Eliezer. V'lo nagu chumra dezevazeh, and you don't go like the chumras of both, because he quotes that Gemara in Erevin that I just referred to. So you didn't go like Beis Shammai. Interesting, we know that Beis Shammai is a more rejected shita than any other shita dechuya. Even if we might hold like some shitas dechuyas b'shas adchak, we never would hold like Beis Shammai. There's whatever, six cases or so that we hold like Beis Shammai. But in the cases where we don't hold like Beis Shammai, 99% of the cases, then we hold like Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai is not even a das yachid to rely on b'shas atzchak. That's the language of the Gemara in Brachas. Beis Shammai b'makam Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Ain't a Mishnah. Why is it different? Because the Baskol went out against Beis Shammai. Right? The Baskol. Erevin daf yud gimel amabez, where the Gemara says that they argued for many years. Shalosh shanim. Shmuel says, Amar Rabbi Abba Shmuel, Shalosh shanim nechlu k'beis shammai Beis Hillel. For 3 years they argued, Halala omer halacha k'maseinu, halacha omer halacha k'maseinu. They argued about who the halacha is like. They had plenty of machlokos themselves. But who the halacha like, they argued. Yatza basko v'yamra elu v'elu divilikim chayim v'halacha k'beis Hillel. You both have halachic validity, elu v'elu divilikim chayim, but you got to choose one, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Halacha is like Beis Hillel. And all the Rishonim get into the action here. This baskol we follow. We follow that baskol, right? But Bamitzia Nuntes is a baskol that we don't follow. Remember, Lo Bashamayim, Rabbi Eliezer, same, and Rabbi Talmud of Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yeshua, and the camp of Beis Hillel, right? So Bamitzia Nuntes, Amabez, Yotza baskol, the lot, right? Rabbi Eliezer tries to prove that he's right from the walls of the Beis Medrash, and from the river, and from the tree, and all those cases, and Tanur Shalachnai, and the Gemara ends up by saying, Yotza baskol, Va'amra malach ha-meitzah Reb Lazar shalach ha-gumosu b'chol makom. Father Reb Lazar, amar Reb Yeshua ragla v'yamra lo b'shamayimi. So you don't go like that bas kol. Ask Tosfos there and elsewhere. So do you follow a bas kol or not? B'mitzia nun tes, you don't follow the bas kol. Right? Lo b'shamayimi. I don't care if the bas kol says we should follow Reb Lazar. Lo b'shamayimi. While Erevin Yud Gimel, we do follow the bas kol. Do follow the Baskol. So, do you follow the Baskol or not? So, Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos says, well, one answer is, if the Baskol goes like the Rove, then you follow the Baskol. So it's not really following the Baskol. Right? If you go like the Rove. So the Baskol by Basil was Rove over Beis Shammai. So that's why you go like that Baskol. But here, you know, if the Baskol goes against the Rove, then you go like the Rove. That's one answer. Or the second answer is that maybe the Baskol in Bamitzia Nuntes wasn't a real baskol. It was just there to cover Reb Elazar. Look, Reb Elazar, Hashem didn't want to leave Reb Elazar high and dry. Reb Elazar says, watch this! And he goes up to Shemayim and he points to the heavens. But Hashem's not going to answer. It's Reb Elazar! He gives him a baskol. But that was just to cover Reb Elazar. That wasn't a real baskol. He doesn't quote it, but maybe he's thinking, Tosfos is thinking about Tainus Chafei, where the Gemara says there, remember the Rabbi Eliezer goes and davens, and he's the chazan, and it's a drought, and he davens for 5 hours, and nothing happens. And then Rabbi Kiva says, let me try. Rabbi Kiva goes up and says, please help us, 5 words, and it starts pouring. And the Gemara says that the Am were meraning Acha Rabbi Elazar. They started saying, oh, maybe he's not such a great person, because, you know, he davened for hours, and nothing happened. And the Baskel goes after him, Shemayim, and says, lo mebnei shezeh golem yizeh, el shezeh mavra midosef, zeh inu mavra midosef. Right? Don't think Rabbi Kiva is greater. He just has a midah that works better in this case. So there also, there's a baskol, l'kavod Reb Elazar. Right? L'kavod Reb Elazar. So that's why, but again, those two answers of Tosfos is, you know, do you follow the baskol? According to the second answer of Tosfos, you would follow a real baskol, maybe even against a rove. But that wasn't a real baskol. Rabbi Nissim Gaon, printed on the side of the Gemara in Brachos Yutes, says maybe the baskol in Bamitzia, really you should follow baskol, but the one in Bamitzia was just to test the rabbis, to see if they would follow the rules, which is hol chanachor harov, or they would follow the baskol. And the Rabbi Nissim says it's like a navi sheker, that Hashem says a navi sheker lenasoscha, to see, to test you. Right, so that's amazing. That whole baskol was just to test Bnei Yisrael to see if they would stay strong. He says, "Shaloisa kavana elo lanaso ses hachachamim im yanichu hakabala shebiyadam vaGemara shebefihem b'shul baskol." Would they leave their mesora v'im lav v'dom elo mashakasav ki menasa shemalokechem eschem? He named in Dvarim Yud Gimel. Right, that's the. By a Navi. So again, that's interesting discussions of baskols, but that's related to what the Rash Sirlio says here. The reason that they went consistent to the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel and Arab Blazer, because the Blazer was a Shemuti, he's following the Beis Shammai. Oh, one other interesting, the Ar Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha, whose yard site was last Shabbos, the Ar Sameach suggests that maybe there's a difference between a baskol about a specific case and a baskol about a rule. Meaning, in Bamitzia Nuntes, right, Reb Elazar was trying to say, I'm right here. In this case, I'm right. And the baskol says, fine, you're right. And we say, you don't listen. But in Erevin, it's about, not about a case, it's about the people. Halacha k'beisilo, in 100 cases. So he says, maybe that's different. Right, that's a klal, that's a baskol klali, kind of, and not just the baskol prati. That's the last Ar Sameach and Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. That's his chalak. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues now. Rabbi Gamliel Omar. So the next two words, you might remember from Shvius. We had a Mishnah in Shvius like this. Shalosh Aratzos. So we had Shalosh Aratzos of Shvius. Towards the end of Shvius, we had a Mishnah about Biur, about how do you determine that the fruit are no longer extinct? How do you determine that it's not, no longer available to the Chaya? right? Because we know biur, peir shvias, has to happen when the animals don't have it. So what if they have it in a certain area of Eretz Yisrael and not in other areas? So that was the three areas that we had in regarding Hilchos Shemitah. But here, Rabbi Gamliel is talking about three different kinds of areas. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Remember historically, what happened? We went into Eretz Yisrael. That's called Ole Mitzrayim. The first time we went into Eretz Yisrael, Ole Mitzrayim, we went up from Egypt and we conquered the land. We were exiled and were to Bavel. At that time, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael stopped. Kedusha Rishona was Lo Kitcha La Asilavo. So then we had to wait 70 years and then we went back. The Kedusha, the Rambam says, of the Beis HaMikdash, that was forever from Bayis Rishon. But the Kedusha of rest of Eretz Yisrael lapsed by Galus. And then when we went back a second time, that's called Ole Bavel. Kibush Ole Bavel. Or Chazaka Ole Bavel. So that the Ole Bavel did not conquer every spot again. There were some areas that were conquered the first time with Yeshua, but were not reconquered with Ezra, with Bayesheni. So there's really going to be three different areas for the laws of Chala and Shumas and Maestros. There's going to be the areas that were conquered by the Ole Bavel, meaning Bayesheni, and that's the most intense. That's the highest level. Then you're going to have the ones that were conquered the first time and not the second time, that used to have Kedusha, but it doesn't, but maybe it has a little middle status. And then you have the lands that were never conquered, that were never part of Eretz Yisrael, like Chutz La'aretz. Right, so those are the three areas that we're talking about. So Shalosh Aratzos L'Chala. There are three areas regarding the level of Chiyuv of Chala. Me'eret Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael, Va'ad Giziv or Kiziv, right, interchangeably, Chala Achas. That's Eretz Yisrael. So one Chala, like we've said, this whole Mesechta. You have to take off Chala, the mitzvah of Chala, and give it to the Kohen. And that's the area. Kiziv is somewhere, according to most Mefarshim, it's somewhere northwest. The northwest part of Eretz Yisrael, Kiziv is somewhere there. The first Masechta, first Perek in Gittin also talks about Kiziv. So that's one level. And then you have Mikziv, Ad Hanahar, Ad Ammanam, or Ammana, right? So then the next area, which is more north and more, let's say, east. So that area was what the Ole Mitzrayim conquered, but the Ole Bavel did not reconquer it. So there, Shtei Chalos. So there, you have to take two chalas, meaning you have to consider it like chutz la'aretz. But look at this. Achas la'ar v'achas la'kohen. One of them has to be burned, as we mentioned before, and one of them has to be given to the kohen. But which is which? And the reasons for this will be given by the Gemara. Shel or yesh la'shior. The one that has to be burned has a minimum shear. That's real chala, as we'll see. V'shel kohen ein la'shior. But the one that you give to the kohen, in that area, in that middle area, again, that it was Ole Mitzrayim conquered it. It used to have Kedusha, but Ole Bavel did not. That's the middle area. So, two, but one of them has the shear. The first one that gets burned has the shear. The one goes to the coin, aimless shear. And then you have the third, Mehanahar, Ume Amnam, Velefnim. Others change the girsa, Velachutz. Either way, it means further out. It might be inside this mountain, which goes out, but either way, basically, Chutz La'aretz, Shechalos. Right, that's two chalos also. Achaz lor v'achaz l'kohen. Also, one to be burned and one to give to the kohen. But here it's flipped. Shel or ein l'shir, right? Of the one that's burned, there is no shir in chutz la'aretz. V'shel kohen yesh l'shir. But the one you're going to give to the kohen has a shir. Bizman hazeh, maybe we'll have to read this in the Shulchan Aruch next time, but the rush on this Mishnah says, Bizman hazeh, we only do one. Right, Bizman hazeh, says the rush in his commentary on the Mishnah. Ubitzarfas v'chein mekomos yesh ba'ashkenaz. Lo noagu lahafrish dechalas afilu b'makam sheish kohen. We don't give two chalas nowadays. We don't give two chalas nowadays in chutz la'aretz because it could be that only in the days when you gave one in Eretz Yisrael do you give two in chutz la'aretz. But now you don't give any in Eretz Yisrael. Right? You don't give any Eretz Yisrael. It's, everybody's tummy. So, therefore, we don't give, you don't give two in chutz la'aretz. It's interesting, the Ramban, discusses in Chulin, Kuf Lamid Vavim Abes. Why is it that we know, everywhere in the world, a woman bakes challah, so you're mafresh challah. Why is challah everywhere and not truma? We have challah midrabanan in the whole world, but not truma. Why weren't Chazal goes there truma also? So the Ramban says, everybody bakes dough. So if everybody gets used to baking challah without being mafresh challah, for thousands of years, they're just going to forget about challah. That's why we're Masakin. Everybody bakes. Everybody needs. And therefore, we're going to make a Durabana and a Chiyuv of Challah. How many people are farmers? How many people out there are farmers? There are some farmers, but there aren't so many of them out there. So to say that you're not going to do Trumas and Maaseres, you know, it's not going to be such a tautness that people might have. They're not going to say, oh, we farmed for thousands of years without Trumas and Maaseres, so they're going to forget about it. No, most Jews aren't farmers. And therefore, Chazal did not feel the need to be Mechayev. That's what the Ramban says in Kuf Lamed Vav. Mishum d'lekol yesh chalav ein l'kol sada. V'chashu olesh lo tishkachech, shem tishkachech toras chala. That's the Ramban in the Perek Hazroah. Okay, we continue the Mishnah. U'tavul yom ochla. But this chala that is taken off. The question is, what is this? You know what? I'm going to have to explain this. Let's stop by Utvul Yom, because we're going to have to get into it. Which line of the previous part of the Mishnah is going on? And then Meir Hashem will get with more Daf Mem Gimel next time.